This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week on GCNLive.com. You can hear us on YouTube, too. YouTube, the Ron Gibson channel. And also RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's see, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running via Global Star. That number is 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm a little leaner. I'm a little lighter in weight. Most of us in the United States are losing weight because we can't buy the things that we'd like to eat. And so we're all, at least our family is rationing what we're eating because we're not wasting a single thing. So, you know, if we were going to make an extra, let's say we were going to have a hamburger. I'm trying to remember those days. That was a long time ago, hamburgers. But if we were going to make one, we might make one extra one in case someone wanted an extra one. Not anymore. Not anymore. That's what it's like. How's it in Australia? Are you guys seeing the same thing?
Well, it's like this. We have a certain amount of food, and I know approximately how long that food's going to last. We were always pretty frugal in our eating habits. And so we're just more or less carrying on as normal with our normal frugal eating habits. But what I did do was the last couple of paychecks I basically spent a big fat wad of it on food. And, you know, it wasn't easy because the food was also more expensive. But I basically went in and stocked up on all the staples, basically, that I could afford. And just about almost everything else went on the back burner, except that I have another fortnightly routine. And that is that I go to a particular garden nursery that's in the middle of town and near the supermarket, and I buy plants, or I buy seed, or I buy some trees. And so I kept up that routine, but other than that, pretty well everything got spent on stocking up on food. And now I think we would have enough food to last us between, I think, 4 and 6 months. The last couple of months would be pretty lean. We would be eating, you know, rice and beans. But, you know, other than that, that's what I did for the last couple of checks. And, you know, I can see this is not going to get better anytime soon. I noticed on the news that they were saying, oh, yes, we're opening the economy back up now and it's all going to be good and everybody's going to go back to work, blah, 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 blah. That's not going to be like that because a lot of businesses have been economically crippled And a lot of businesses, I think, have been permanently economically crippled. And you can't just switch a business like that back on. Because, you know, what's happened to the staff? You know, have they gotten other jobs? Have they moved away? Have they gotten sick? You know, are they just not interested in working anymore and happy to live on unemployment checks in parts of the world where, you know, there's no compulsion really to go out and find work, which is some areas of the world, and at some times as well, you know, there's no compulsion to go back to work, you know? And people might be wanting to, in other parts of the world like the US where the unemployment checks only last for 6 months or whatever, people might be happy just to sit on the unemployment for 6 months. And that's going to be a real hindrance to businesses just opening up again. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense, and I agree with all of your points. I mentioned this week that there was a company that sold tires, fixed cars in a little hamlet 20 miles down the road. And the mayor, I had this mayor, and she decided that, you know, we need to have people slow down. You know, 26 miles an hour or above, we're going to give them tickets in town. And town is, you know, like a mile long at the most. Actually, maybe it's even half a mile long. And there's this big hill that you come down as you approach the town, and the speed limit goes from 55 to 35. And it wasn't posted really well. And actually where the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit started was subject to interpretation. So people would come down with, like me, with trucks and trailers and heavy loads, and we'd slow down. And it was a bumpy road, and your taillights could be knocked out, but, you know, the filaments, the old-style incandescent lights on the trailers could be broken from all these bumps, and you'd get a ticket for a taillight or 26 miles an hour on a 25 or 36 miles an hour in a 35. And so they had this cop with a radar gun. He was part-time, and his job was to, you know, ensnare everybody he could. Well, people stopped going there. And this was not the corona panic. This was just a cop with a radar gun hiding behind, you know, other cars or parking in a parking lot where there are other cars, like at a funeral home, and giving people tickets. So people avoided town. They went around the town because they knew if they made the slightest mistake, they were going to get a ticket and get hauled into court and so forth. So people decided that they weren't going to go to that town. And people at the bank would say, Vincent, we haven't seen you in a while. I go, yeah. It's because you got that guy with that radar gun. And so I talked to the owner of that business, that auto repair business, entire repair business, and he said he lost a lot of his customers, most of them, and they're not coming back. He said they're not coming back because they already found another alternative. So when the speed trap was set up, people said they weren't going there. They found another place to go for their automotive repairs, their automotive inspections, state-required inspections, and tire repairs. So they're not coming back. So what you said is absolutely correct. So when we find an alternative, you know, we're not going to switch back again. And that's just human nature. So that's why, you know, Sears isn't coming back, because its customers found that they could get better for less other places. So why spend more at Sears? So Sears isn't coming back either. So you're absolutely right. And there's no fixing this. There's no short-term fix. You can't take over 100 years of earning a good reputation and doing the right thing and then squander it, as Sears did, and then expect your customers are going to come running back. You can't do that. And that's where we are today. Companies have squandered their goodwill. They've squandered their names in favor of enormous payouts for the executives of the company. They're making millions and millions of dollars, and they put their pants on the same way everybody else does. Is the CEO of Disney worth $81 million a year? Really, is he? So when you look at that, it's not coming back. And who in their right mind would go to a mall? If they switched off the coronavirus tomorrow, who would say, let's go to the mall? Who would do that? So the mall anchors have have and are still going under. So if the ends of a shopping mall, like Sears at one end and JCPenney at the other, or Sears at one end and Kohl's at the other, or something like that, and then in between you have all these little boutique shops, if the anchors of the malls go under, who is going to the mall? Nobody.
Nobody.
So, right.
Nobody.
So it's,
and the thing
it's
is,
not fixable.
It's not just businesses. It's governments, too. You know, people, I believe, just from, you know, what I do, I look at the comment section in YouTube videos, and I look at the comment section on Facebook posts. And one thing I notice is that if there is somebody who comes up on YouTube or on Facebook and says, yeah, I reckon the government are great people. I think you ought to do everything that the government says. And wow, aren't the cops great and wonderful and all the rest of it. And you know what? I couldn't comment on air about 90% of the comments because they involve foul language directed at the blue team and directed at the municipality and directed at the state government and the federal government and our prime minister in this country, ScoMo, or as he's otherwise known, ScoMo. That's Scott Morrison. And you know what he decided to do over the weekend, Vincent? I'll tell you what he decided.
Let's hear it.
This will absolutely floor you. He said that, the coronavirus is still kind of an issue, but we're going to open all the schools on Tuesday and Wednesday when the school holidays finish. And it's up to schools to decide whether they want to open or not, but we're going to give them permission to open. And as soon as I heard that, I thought to myself, my gosh, this is, this is about the most stupid thing. I know I wrote a number of emails, and I know I use that word stupid a lot. In the emails. And it's true. This whole partial lockdown thing is a complete farce. These guys could not organize a party in a pub. They really couldn't. That's a very, very polite way of saying it, you know. We have another saying in Australia here that, you know, about being able to organize social events in houses of ill repute. You know, that means you couldn't bite your way out of a paper bag. And that is Scott Morrison. He's completely clueless. And, you know, this coronavirus is a real virus that is killing people worldwide. But the thing that's more dangerous is the government response to it. And in this country, what they're doing is they're saying, yeah, we're going to, you know, quarantine everyone and lock everybody down and all the rest of it. But not everybody. So, yeah, we're going to... Sorry, what was that?
Well, we're going into a break. We'll be right back. The elites still want to travel. So it's everybody but them, right? We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I'm reading an article on the internet right now that says more than 250,000, let me say it a different way, more than 250,000 stores have temporarily closed since March. That's 250,000 stores temporarily closing since last month because of the coronavirus. And there are some big names in stores. They are Macy's, Gap, and Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S, apostrophe S. And they may not come back. We don't know. But this is a huge retail catastrophic crisis. And this is where we are today. So when we talk about, you know, partial shutdown, we talk about we're going to close the economy, we're going to close, yet no, we're going to open. These mixed messages are very hard for people to understand because it's impossible to understand them. When the government says we're going to have 1 million tests and then they deliver 700 tests. When the government says we only have 15 infected cases and we're working on it and trust us. And then we find out 6 weeks later it's almost 600,000 cases, positive infected people. It's really hard to trust the government. And then we hear that the check, there'll be a $1,200 check coming to everybody. And then it's soon, and it's next week, and it's 2 weeks, and it's 3 weeks. And now it's delayed because the president says he wants his signature to be on those checks. You know, when you get messages like that, it's really hard to trust these guys. Now, I would say that I would have a better feeling with Donald Trump at the control tower rather than Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist Biden. I really feel that way. But he's getting a lot of bad advice. And I think he's listening to the last guy that talked to him, the last lobbyist that talked to him. And then I read that he's getting over 100 people together to advise him on what their feeling is about reopening the country for business. And a lot of them happen to be from the large banking institutions within the United States, whose main interest is money. It is not about lives. And then there are people who represent ball teams, you know, guys that chase balls around a field, and they are going to be involved in making their opinions known to the president. Really, is going to a ball game that important? Well, it is. It is if you're a city or a county government and you are the proprietor of a ball stadium. That would be important, you know, for revenue, you know, for overcharging people for beer and pretzels and whatever else, hot dogs and whatever else they sell there, and for tickets. But is it important in the scheme of things? No, not really. Not really. So here we have the news with conflicting images, conflicting messages. It's impossible to figure out what's right because it keeps changing. It keeps changing from moment to moment. And it seems to me that the best choice, if you want to save lives, is a lockdown, a complete lockdown. And the reason I can say that with some authority is because there's one place on the planet that does not have the coronavirus, and that's a little village in Spain, and I don't remember the name of the village, but it's a town in Spain, and it has a stone wall around it, and the stone wall is very old, hundreds of years old at least. So it's an old village overlooking a valley, and there are five holes in the wall to allow people to enter and exit this village. When I say holes, passageways for vehicles. Four of them have been shut down. So now there's only one way in and one way out. And the mayor of the town was proactive. He shut down everything, all traffic. And if you're coming in, your vehicle will be disinfected with bleach. Or you're not coming in. And you know what? They don't have the coronavirus, the only place on the planet that I know of. Because even in South America, even in remote villages that have never seen visitors, somehow they've got it. But this one mayor in Spain did the right thing. And my hat's off to that mayor. We'll be right back. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying parts of the United States could potentially lift stay-at-home orders before the 1st of May. But White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says they're going to have to be extremely careful about how the process plays out.
Probably would be a rolling entry into it, with some states actually doing nothing different because they're still in a really difficult situation and you would not want to relax any of the physical separation guidelines, and others that would be doing really much better.
Power is still out at tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the South after storms killed at least 34 people earlier this week. As of this morning, some 70,000 customers still had no electricity in Arkansas, with major interruptions in Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Carolina as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot...
Well, keep it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I mentioned a couple things that iconic stores have shut down temporarily and they may not come back at all. And we've had 250,000 stores temporarily closed since last month in the United States. And research says that about 15,000 stores will permanently close this year, which is in concert with what you and I have been saying. And I mentioned that there's a town in Spain, a little village, and they do not have the coronavirus because they locked down and they were proactive about it from early in the game as compared to every other country that didn't really seem to pay attention. Do you have any comments on any of those things that I mentioned?
Okay. I'll bet they built those walls during the bubonic plague.
Right.
If you went back
right.
in the history of it. I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But they found that that was a very good way to stop the plague from getting into their town. And it still works. unfortunately, that only works in quite small populations. It doesn't work in large metropolises because there's just no way of completely controlling everybody's movements, and all it takes is for one person to sneak in to the metropolis and the whole town's gone, the whole city's gone. You know what I mean? If that person is infected, all it takes is one person to get in there. So it would be absolutely lovely if everybody could still live in walled towns like this particular little village in Spain. But people don't want to live like that. They want to live in large towns, large cities, or even small country towns. They don't want to live in isolated places. And truth be told, I think that lockdowns are a fantastic idea, but I think that at the moment they're being selectively imposed and that they are being used as an excuse for tyranny. In other words, you get police following people around, and as soon as they think that they're walking a little bit too close to each other, they rush up to them and you know, book them. So now they're not even having to use their police cars to go and snipe people and give them tickets. They just have to follow them around. It's just absolutely disgusting and is doing nothing to encourage people's faith that the blue team is there to help them. They, the blue team are on a power kick and they think that they're they've got the power, they've got the guns. In many areas like Australia where the ordinary people don't have guns, the blue team thinks that there's nothing that the ordinary people can do against them. But they have no idea what's coming. They haven't studied epidemiology, virology, the history of epidemics. You know, and anyone who studied that knows that what follows on the heels, close on the heels of just about every epidemic is a massive social breakdown. And I'm not encouraging people to do this, okay? I'm just saying this is what happens in history. People get to sharpen their pitchforks in history. Shortly after epidemics, especially if they feel that they have been badly treated by the local lord during that epidemic. So if they're starving and disease-ridden and they look across at the big house or the manor or the palace and they can see that everybody's fat and happy, they're not going to take that very well. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. It absolutely makes sense. And I can tell you, around our neck of the woods here, I live in a very poor area. There's nothing here. There's no sidewalks. There are no traffic lights. Now, we do have a couple stop signs, but they're few and far between. We hardly have signs on the road that match. So at one end of the road, it might have one name of the road, and at the other end, a couple miles longer down the road, it have a different name. So it's really poor here. And Well, I think what happens is when someone runs into one of those poles that has the name of a road, and a street has curbs, a road does not. And I think when somebody runs into one of those poles that has the name of a street, or I'm sorry, a road on it, and it gets damaged, the county says, "Oh, what was the name of that road? I think it was. I know what it was." And they guess, and then they get a new sign. And even the name of the little town that we're close to has three names because no one can get it right. And officially it has three different names. They sound similar. And I wondered, you know, what's wrong with you guys? How come you don't know the name of the town? It's because it has three names. And it depends on when they learned what the name of the town was. That's what they call it. So, but, I believe you're absolutely right. Even though we have a lot of poverty here, I believe that people are going to rise up and they're going to get their pitchforks out. They're going to get their shotguns out. They're going to get their 30-30s out and they're going to start aiming them because I hear the gunfire now. Literally, I hear gunshots a lot. And what people are doing is they're literally shooting at targets.
Practicing.
They're practicing. They're getting ready for, you know, the invasion. They literally, I'm not exaggerating, class. And I was talking to a gal in Florida. And, I think she's in her 50s, maybe a little bit older than that. And she was saying, yeah, I was, you know, killing some cans, meaning she was shooting at tin cans or soup cans or something like that in her yard. She's getting ready. Now, she said she hadn't done this in a long, long time. And when I'm thinking maybe 30 years, she hasn't, you know, shot her rifle. Now she's shooting at cans, you know, just to get ready, get back in shape. This is, yeah, and this is in Florida. So I think this is happening more and more all over. And people are not wasting their ammunition. They're not plinking just for the heck of it. They are sharpening their skills because I think they believe that there's no way this is going to get any better. I don't believe it's going to get any better. I was talking to a guy yesterday. I haven't talked to him for a few weeks. And we were just recounting what's happening. And I don't see any fixing this. You know, just because the president says, I'd like it to be true that, you know, it's going to be over in a couple of weeks. Now they're saying that they're going to be rolling lockdowns for 18 months. Well, here on USA Prepares, from the very beginning of the corona panic, which is, you know, we're in our third month.
From the very beginning. 3 years.
That's right. I said 2 years before there is a glimmer of it getting any better. And what I'm seeing is it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And the number of deaths in New York City is doubling every week. Now, how is it that New York City is doing so well in the race? How is New York number one in the race for pandemic infections and deaths? How is that possible? Well, there's a lot of wealth there. People fly in and fly out. And this is brought to you by your favorite airline. That's how we got this, because we didn't shut down the airlines. Because the central government, the one in Washington, D.C., didn't know what it was doing. And we have a bunch of people who are paid by the highest bidder to do the whatever the commerce that they want is. And because of that, we let this pandemic get out of control. You know, Gwyneth, there are people who say this isn't even a pandemic. There are people who say this is a hoax. I mean, as recently as a few days ago, they said this is a hoax. Now, if they mean by that, this is it's being used to accomplish agendas, I would agree with that. But a hoax? No. People are dying. People are dying in mass. There's a nursing home.
That pastor you mentioned yesterday, on the show yesterday, you mentioned about a pastor, and he was going to have this meeting and believe God that everything was going to be okay. I'm willing to believe in God that everything's going to be okay. All right, by the way, but you know, God told Noah to build an ark, okay? God told Joseph to store up 7 years' worth of grain because there was a seven-year famine coming. And God told, God prepared Moses for 80 years before he sent him back to the children of Israel to release them from Egypt. God is into making sensible preparation, okay? And God is into using your common sense, okay? If there is a massive disease outbreak, please don't have large gatherings of people. I think that the way that it is being imposed by the government from above is wrong. And I mentioned this in the email earlier. And I would like to go into that track for a little bit about stupid people.
Okay. Gwyneth, we have, could you hold that thought for a minute? We have David on the line, and I'd like to bring him on.
Okay.
Would that be okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, David.
Welcome, how you doing?
I'm with Gwyneth. Let me just answer that question very succinctly, David. I was talking to Dr. Joel Wallach, and this was probably a couple of years ago, and I believe it was on the air. And I said, Dr. Wallach, he'd done a lot of seminars in person telling people that they need to eat right, they need to avoid certain foods, they need to have vitamins, minerals, and supplements, or they're going to get sick. And they can do a lot better if they would just follow a couple simple directions. So I said to him, I was commiserating with him on the air, and I said, Dr. Wallach, how can you stand it? How can you stand being in front of people that have diabetes? All they have to do is change their diet, type 2 diabetes, they can fix it. How can you stand telling people that all they have to do is just change some simple things, and yet they won't listen to you? And I was commiserating, kind of, they won't listen to us either. And he said, very simply, Noah was pretty lonely too. So that is that's how I'm doing. People just don't get it. And Gwyneth said they're stupid, and I agree. So David, how can we help you?
Agree.
I talked us right into the break. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, David, I think about you often. I really do. I would say at least.
I hope not bad.
Oh, no. Always good. Always good. And I have the highest respect for you. I truly do. David and Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David is joining us in Illinois. Welcome, David, and please let us know what's on your mind.
Okay. I would like to hear another part of the planet to see if this is going on. I've been seeing reports on the news where they're deploying drones flying around in the cities and warning people to leave or move. Do you think? I'm wondering if they're doing that in Australia. The other thing I was going to ask about, do you think, given that power to them, they're going to stop that if this ever comes to a halt finally?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they will. Like I said, this is being used as an excuse to impose tyranny. Like Rahm Emanuel once said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So, and I think that they probably generated this crisis in the first place for their own purposes, especially given the fact that Bill Gates and his mob had a simulation in October of last year for this very circumstance, and they all planned out how they were going to do it. And their response was pretty well mirroring what they, what they war-gamed last October is what is happening now. So, if you have an example, okay, of, this is just a hypothetical case. If you get two neighbours having a dispute, right, and one of the neighbours comes across to the other neighbour's place and says, I hate you, I'm going to burn your house down in the middle of the night. Okay, let's say those two neighbours have got that dispute. And then, three nights later, the guy's house burns down. Who do you think would be the prime suspect?
Yeah.
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 That's exactly the situation that we're facing. They had a war game last October where they said, right, we hate humanity, we want to wipe out a large section of humanity, so let's all go and have a plague and wipe out a bunch of people. And then what do you know? probably about a month after that, all this began to kick off in China. And it was down to the details even of the plague first breaking out in Wuhan. That was the level of detail that they had in the simulation that they ran last October. And the videos are still all out there on the internet, and anyone can go and watch them. And it's quite spooky to, you know, actually go and watch them because, you know, it's so obvious, you know. And the fact that Bill Gates had this very virus patented back in, what, 2015 or 2016 or something, and that now he's all jumping up and down and saying, oh, well, we must all be vaccinated and we've got to have a certificate of vaccination ID card, which happens to stand for COVID, COVID. And he said, oh, yeah, and everybody's going to have to get a tattoo so that we can keep a track of their vaccination records, even if there's a grid down situation, blah, 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 blah. And it's like Mark of the Beast. It's like out of Revelation 13. And I know this, Vincent. I grew up, my dad was a Catholic. He had a Catholic Bible, and I know that in the Catholic Bible, in the Jerusalem Bible, that book of the Bible that's called the Book of Revelation in most English translations, in the Jerusalem Bible, it's called the Book of the Apocalypse. Isn't that right?
I'm not sure about the names. Can I now? Are you close to Melbourne? I think is what they pronounced it.
Yeah, we live probably around about 200 or 250 miles from Melbourne.
Well, what I was going to ask about this is some of the stories and people I've seen doing videos about the news, they were showing where they have the Chinese students and workers, even in here in America, there's some videos about them doing this in America. When it started over there, they must have knew something was going on because people that were over here, like college students and visa workers, they were buying up all kinds of the supplies and sending it back to China. And
yeah,
they showed it even happening there where you are.
Here. Yeah, they were. They were definitely doing that here. The supply chain situation here in Australia is probably as dire or even a bit more dire than it is in the United States, because I'll tell you what's going on. They had to make people only use the supermarkets in their local area because people were travelling from Melbourne to towns like Ballarat and Bendigo, which are like 2 hours' drive away, to get their groceries. And then some of them were even going to small country town supermarkets where they've got a population of maybe 500 or 1,500 people and one supermarket in the whole town. And, you know, might be a little four-aisle supermarket, and there's somebody coming all the way from Melbourne
and wipe them out.
Grocery shopping.
Yeah, hold that thought. David, please stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.